Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好。
This morning it is my privilege and honor to preach from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11.
那是今天下午，不是上午。今天下午很荣幸的有机会来向大家讲解腓立比书第三章第七到十一节。腓立比书第三章第七到十一节。
Let me read it to you.
You read first. And then.
Okay.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
腓立比书第三章第七到十一节，安迪先读中文，英文，然后我们再读中文。
But whatever gain I have, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things.And count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having the righteousness of my own, not having the righteousness of my own, but that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him.And the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书第三章第七到十一节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我。以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万物，看作粪土，不要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Okay. Whenever someone goes through a significant moment in their lives, they would often call it as a life-changing moment.
当一个人经历生活当中一些不平凡的事情的时候，我们往往会叫这叫人生的转折点。
You know, these life-changing moments can be anything from.Let's say marriage, birth of a newborn.
这个人生的转折点呢，可以是很多的事情，像结婚、生小孩。
Or migration, or promotion from a job.
或者是移民工作当中的升迁。
Or, for example, a mission trip.
或者是一个宣教的旅程。
Or even a near-death experience.
或者是濒临死亡的一个经历。
You see that there are many things that could constitute a life-changing moment.
许多事情可以变成我们人生的转折点。
But each person may experience it differently.
但人人经历的可能不一样。
So, how do one constitute a life-changing moment for each person?
什么事情可以变成我们人生的转折点呢？
It would definitely be an event that shapes our lives in the way.
当然是能够改变我们生活的一些事情。
In a way that we are no longer the same person as before.
因为这些事情的发生使我们跟以前不再一样了。
Means that our lives have been changed and we are never the same.
就是说我们的生活，我们的生命改变了，跟以前不再一样。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Do you have any moments like this?
你有人生的转折点吗？
I do.
我有。
In fact, I have gone through many life-changing moments in my life.
实际上，在我的生活当中，我经历了许多人生的转折点。
that as I look back at it, I somehow cannot feel, that as I look back at it, I know that it has changed me.
我回首往事，我看，知道这些人生的不平凡的事情改变了我的生活。
These events played such an important part in my life.
这些人生的转折点在我生活当中起了非常重要的作用。
That as I ponder and think through it,
当我在思考这些事情的时候
，it brings back a lot of memories.
使我回忆起许多勾起许多旧的回忆。
But more importantly, it changes my life.
更重要的是，它改变了我的生活。
These events are the accident that paralyzes my dad.
有一件事情就是一个车祸，使我父亲全身瘫痪。
My 3 years experience living on a Christian missionary ship.
我三年在船上宣教的一个事工。
Of course, my marriage to Amanda.
当然，我还有我的婚姻。
But also something that I believe that is most important of all, knowing Christ Jesus in my life.
当然是认识耶稣基督是我一生中最大的人生转折点。
Now in Paul's letter to the Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书当中。
Paul urges his disciples to stand firm in the foundation of Christ.
保罗鼓励他的门徒要在耶稣基督的这个根基上站立脚跟。
And persevering towards the end.
努力向着标杆直跑。
Because Christ is worthy.
因为耶稣基督是值得我们追求的。
Now in the beginning of chapter 3.
在第三章的一开始。
Which serves as an introduction to this text today.
作为这整个一个章的一个介绍，一个简介。
He began by doing what?
他开始说什么呢？
He began by telling by warning his disciples about the dogs.
他开始用犬类来警告他的门徒。
Who are these dogs?
谁是这些犬类呢？
These dogs are the Jews.
这些犬类是指犹太人。
Why did Paul use such a strong language?
为什么保罗用这么强烈的语言来描述犹太人呢？
It is ironic that dogs are often used as a derogatory term.
很讽刺的是，这个犬类呢，其实是指外邦人。
In the time of Paul and Jesus.
在那个保罗和耶稣的时代，是当人们提到犬类的时候，实际上是指非犹太人，指外邦人。
To represent the Gentiles.
来代表外邦人。
Because why?
为什么呢？
Because they are unclean.
因为他们不洁净。
They are outcasts.
他们是被咒诅的。
They are outsider of the covenant.
他们是约以外的人。
But Paul in this case.
但是保罗在这里。
Reverse this situation by using this term dogs.
把这个犬类呢，正好用在相反的一个位置上。用在这个犹太人身上。
To represent the Jews.
用来描述犹太人。
He claimed that the Jews are those who mutilate the flesh.
他讲这些犬类是防备，是作恶的。
Meaning those who claim that you must be circumcised to be safe.
他们自称因为他们行了割礼，他们就是得救的。
In the ancient times,
在古代的时候，
circumcision is a ritual in the Old Testament to denote an outward sign.
割礼是一个宗教的一个形式。
Sign of a covenant between Yahweh and his people.
它是一个耶和华和他的子民立约的一个记号。
Now this is taken. I'm going to give you the chapter and the verse.
我会给你一个将圣经的经节
，which you can refer to it on your own.
你可以来参考。
Taken from Genesis 17.
创世纪第十七章
，verses 10 to 14.
第十到十四节。
Exodus chapter 4.
出埃及记第四章
verse 25
第二十五节
these two verses, these two books basically and chapters and verses shows the connection of a covenant between God and his people.
这两处经文都讲到了割礼割礼是神和他的子民一个立约的一个记号。
But you see this act of circumcision of the skin,
你可以看到这个皮肤上的这个割礼
was always pointing towards not just a physical circumcision,
总是指向并不仅仅是肉体上的一个动作
，but also a spiritual one,
而是指属灵的割礼
，namely a circumcision of the heart.
实际上是你除掉心灵的污秽。
This can be taken from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Again, I'm going to give you the chapter and the verse. Jeremiah 4:4.
生命记第十章第十六节。耶利米书第四章第四节，罗马书第二章第二十九节都对此有描述。
Okay. The Jews, you see, pride themselves in the circumcision of the flesh.
犹太人啊，以他们为的割礼引以自豪。
Because they believe that in order to be God's people, you need to circumcise yourself physically.
因为他们非常相信，为了得救，你们必须行割礼。
But you see that now that Jesus Christ has come.
现在耶稣基督已经来了。
He said that he will circumcise our hearts.
耶稣基督对我们说，我们要除掉我们心灵的污秽。
Making our hearts pure.
让我们心灵得洁净。
So that we can also be included in the covenant.
以至于我们可以成为耶稣基督的信徒。
This means that Christ becomes the condition of our inclusion into the covenant, into God's family.
意思就是说，这个呢，信耶稣基督成了我们和神立约的一个先决条件。
Not through any other physical means.
并不是说其他肉体上的一个割礼。
Therefore, Paul, when he calls the Jews dogs because they are outside of God's covenant.
这就是为什么保罗在讲犹太人他们是犬类的时候，实际上他们是在神的约的以外，因为他们不信耶稣基督。
Since they believe that you could only be saved when you circumcise your flesh and follow after other Jewish tradition.
犹太人非常相信只有行肉体上的割礼才是通向神的唯一的道路。
As we consider verses 7 to 11 of this chapter, which is our text today.
我们来看第腓立比书第三章第七到十一节。
We will see that Paul made it absolutely clear that no one is truly, that the one who is truly circumcised is one who puts his confidence not, who puts not his confidence in himself.
保罗在这里非常清楚地告诫我们，那些非常相信肉体行割礼的人是通向基督唯一的通向神唯一道路的人，他们对自己没有自信。
This means that we cannot be saved by our own effort.
就是说我们不能够凭我们自己的行为自己的努力来得救。
Unlike what the Jews believe that if you follow after tradition, if you try harder, you can be saved.
并不是说像犹太人想说的那样，他们追随他们的一些习惯行他们的义，他们就可以得救。
Now Paul goes on to use his past life as an example to explain this important Christian foundation.
保罗用了他自己个人亲身的经历来讲述这个道理。
Who is Paul?
谁是保罗呢？
Paul's great reputation as one born of a Hebrew descendant.
保罗是希伯来的后裔。是很有威望的一个人。
And his understanding of the law,
他非常清楚律法。
Would have easily earned him his way into salvation, right?
他非常清楚律法，他行义是不是可以使他自己来得救呢？
I mean, you think about it. He was born in the same family as the 12 tribes of.And then, of course, he is also a Pharisee, and his understanding of the law is great.
想一想，保罗是十二支派的人，他又非常的懂得律法， 行事做人又非常好，很有威望。
So basically, his resume is great.
他的可以说他的行为是非常好的。
That means that, you know, he has earned himself a ticket to heaven.
他好像是他已经赢得了去天堂的入场券。
Right?
是不是这样呢？
Wrong.
当然不是。
Instead, he made it clear that salvation cannot be earned by one's reputation or intellect or tradition.
相反，他指出啊，这个救恩呢，并不是能够通过人的威望、人的行为来获得的。
What does this mean today?
那这个对于我们来说有什么意义呢？
This means that, let's just say, if you're born in a Christian family.
如果你对我们来说，如果你是出生在一个基督徒的家庭
，or you go to a Bible school，
或者你去圣经学校
，or you come to church each week，
或者你来教会，每天每个礼拜都来教会
，or you know the Bible very well，
你明白圣经非常的好
，does that make you a Christian？
这就是能够使你变成一个基督徒吗
？Does that make you a believer？
这就是能够使你变成一个真正的信徒吗？
If this is what you think that makes you a believer,
如果你是这样认为的，
think again.
你要好好再想想。
When you believe in Jesus Christ for the first time,
当你第一次相信耶稣基督的时候，
it should and must change your life.
它必须是改变你生命的这样的一个时刻，人生的转折点。
In another word, it must be life changing.
就是说，它必须成为你人生的转折点。
You cannot remain the same way as you were before.
你不可以和以前一样。
It is not possible.
是不可能的。
But of course, today we see that there are many out there who proclaim that they are followers of Christ.
当然今天我们看到很多人说他们是基督徒
Yet they show very little evidence of their faith
但是在他们的生活的见证当中他们没有见证耶稣基督在他们身上的馨香
What does that tell you?
这个告诉我们什么呢
Are they actual believers?
他们是真的信徒吗
I will not answer that
我不会回答这个问题
So let us look at our text today and learn from Paul.
让我们看看今天的经文，我们看看保罗是怎么给我们说的。
By reading this text, we will identify what Paul intends to teach us through his life.
通过读今天的圣经，我们会明白保罗今天要告诉我们的是什么。
He intends to use his life to teach us the goal.
他试图用这些经文呢来告诉我们人生的标杆是什么
，the way，
我们人生的道路是什么
，and the hope of a Christian life，
我们作为一个基督徒的盼望是什么
？Now what is the goal of a Christian life？
我们人生的标杆是什么呢
？I'm going to quote this particular person by the name of John Piper。
我会引用一个一个人一个作家我不知道他是一个作家就是一个人叫 John Piper 他写了一本书
He is a pastor of a Reformed Church in Minnesota
他是明尼苏达州的一个改革宗教会的一个牧师
He wrote a book called Think
他写了一本书叫思考
And this is what he says in the book
在这个思考这本书里呢他是这样讲的
He says There are so many people who say that they have received ChristAnd believe on Christ, but give little or no evidence that they are spiritually alive.
他说有很多人他们接受了耶稣基督，但是呢，在他们的生活当中没有任何的见证，是他们是属灵的活人。
They are unresponsive to the spiritual beauty of Jesus.
他们对耶稣基督的属灵上的美。没有任何的反应。
They are not moved by the glories of Christ.
他们没有被耶稣基督的荣耀所感动。
This means that there's no life-changing moment in their lives.
就是说，在他们的人生当中，信耶稣根本没有成为他们人生的转折点。
You know, they simply see Christ as one who gives them benefits.
他们只是认为耶稣基督是一位给他们一些好处的。
And they downgrade Christ from an almighty personal savior.
他们把耶稣基督同一个全能的救世主降低为一个只是一个一般的礼物的给予者。
To a superficial giver of gifts.
降低到一个很表面的一个礼物的给予者。
You know, John Piper goes on to say in his book.
这个Piper 牧师呢，在他的书里继续说道。
When these people receive Christ,
当这些人接受耶稣基督的时候，
they do not receive him as supremely valuable.
他们没有接受他作为一个超价值的。
They receive him as simply as a sin forgiver.
他们只是接受耶稣基督作为一个罪的宽恕者，
because they love being guilt free，
因为他们喜欢无罪，喜欢问心无愧，
or as a rescuer from hell，
或者只是一个从他们从地狱里拯救出来的人，
because they love to be pain free，
因为他们愿意没有痛苦，
or as a healer，
或者是作为一个医治者，
because they love being disease free，
因为他们不愿意有病。
Or as a protector,
或者是一个保护者，
because they love being safe,
因为他们愿意得到安全。
Or as a prosperity giver,
或者是一个财富的给予者，
because they love being wealthy,
因为他们想发财致富。
Or as a creator,
或者只是一个创造者，
because they want a personal universe,
因为他们想有自己的世界。
Or as a lord of history,
或者是作为历史的主。
Because they want order and purpose.
他们希望有顺序和有目的。
You see, these people all have benefits that they want God to fulfill in their lives.
他们看到了，他们所看到的只是耶稣基督给了他们这些好处。
But you see, it is true that God is all of these.
当然，耶稣基督是这所有的一个综合。
But he's so much more than just giver of gifts.
但是他是远远超过他只是一个礼物的给予者。
You see, these people do not see Christ as the most beautiful.
他们没有看到耶稣基督是最美善的，
most important，
最重要的，
most personal，
最亲近的，
and most glorious than anything in the universe，
最荣耀的，比世界其他任何的东西都有荣耀。
What does Paul says in verse 7 to 8?
保罗在七到十一节里说什么呢？第七到第八节。
You can read it.
Oh, OK. 我来读第七。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
You see, what gain was Paul talking about?
保罗在这里讲，他对我有益的是指什么呢？
Two things.
两件事情。
First,
第一，
he spoke of the gain that he had before.
他讲到他以前所获得的那些有益的东西。
Namely, his circumcision.
主要是指他的割礼。
His membership into God's covenant people.
他在约里的一个成员。
And the Pharisees that he was.
他是一个法利赛人。
His zeal and enthusiasm.
他的追求和无可指责。
And his blamelessness.
他的无可指责。
These things are not evil in themselves.
这些事情啊是无可厚非的。
But it becomes evil when it becomes his source of trust and boast for salvation.
但是当这些事情变成你可以。自夸的
these gains, this reputation, these great things that he had and he did before.
如果这些事情变成你自夸的一个理由的话，这就是就不对了。
That these things he thought that they were things that he could rely to save him.
如果他认为这些事情是你可以依靠的。
However, a dramatic change occurred in his life and he met Christ.
在保罗的生活当中，发生一个巨大的事情，就是他遇见了耶稣基督。
See, now that he had Christ,
现在他有了基督,
what happened to his former gains, former benefits?
他有了基督以后, 那他以前所获得的那些, 他有益的那些事情变成什么了呢?
He counted it as loss.
他把它看成是有损的。
This is an accounting term.
这是一个损失，这是一个会计的一个词语。
You know, it is a loss. We all know about loss and profit.
我们都知道会计，在会计的账目上，我们知道损失和盈利。
So everything that he had before,
所有他以前所盈利的
，he counted it as a loss.
他把它变成了是一个损失的
，damage，
一个有损的
，or significantly harmful，
或者是一个非常有害的。
Because of the trust that he had in it.
因为他现在有了新的相信耶稣基督了。
To emphasize that he had no regrets over letting go of his former gains.
为了强调他对以前所有以前他和有益的那些变成有损的没有任何的后悔。
He now added that not only his previous gains,
不仅仅是他以前的所获得的那些有益的东西
，but everything，
其实是他以前所有拥有的
，everything that he has in the past and now，
他以前所拥有的和以现在所拥有的
，is counted as loss，
他都把它看作是有损的
，compared to the worth of knowing Christ Jesus，
跟认识耶稣基督相比，当然是这样。
Indeed, he not only counted it as a loss, but he also called it rubbish.
他不仅仅看作这一些是有损的，而且把它看成是粪土。
We all know what rubbish is, right?
我们都知道什么是粪土。
It is something that no one wants to pick up.
这些我们都知道什么是粪土，没有人愿意要。
This is the degree that Paul calls everything that he had.
这就是保罗称他以前所拥有的这些东西这种程度是非常深的。
So Paul then goes on to reveal his second gain.
现在呢，保罗继续来讲述他第二个有益的事情。
His first gain was his former gains, his former benefits, right?
他第一个有益的事情就是说他以前的那些好处。
Now Paul is telling you of his second gains.What he had gained from as a result of counting everything as lost.
那现在保罗在讲到第二个有益的，这个有益的是什么呢
？And this gain is Christ.
这个有益的是耶稣基督。
Christ trumps all his previous losses.
这个有益的耶稣基督一笔勾销了他以前所有的那些有益的，现在变成有损的。
Because Christ is significantly more valuable than everything in this world.
因为耶稣基督比其他任何东西都有价值。
You know, Jesus said it clearly in Luke 14:33.
耶稣基督在路加福音14章13节里说得很清楚。
Let us quickly turn to it.
让我们打开路加福音第十四章第三十三节。
It says, anyone who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple.
十四章三十三节说，无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
He said this saying.
这种说法。
This verse itself.
这一节经文本身。
And what Paul has said.
保罗在这里讲的是什么呢？
Had Old Testament significance.
其实是有旧约的依据的。
Because it is grounded in the first commandment.
因为它在旧约的十诫里，第一诫里有这种有这个理论的，有这个依据。
What is the first commandment?
十诫的第一诫是什么
？You shall have no other gods before me.
在我以除我以外，不可有别的神。
Now Paul understands this first commandment very clearly.
保罗非常知道十诫的第一诫。
Because he was a well-educated Pharisee.
因为他是一个非常受过教育，一个受过教育的一个法利赛人。
However, he never saw this that his former gains.
但他从来没有认为这是他以前的他以前的这个好处。
Were a type of God in his life. His former gains were a type of God in his life.
是他心目当中的那个神。
Since he was depending on it to save him.
因为他非常相信这些律法书上这样讲的。
See, until his spiritual eyes were open,
当他属灵的眼睛被打开的时候,
that he was thus able to count everything as loss.
他能够把他以前所有认为有益的全部看成是有损的,
and rubbish,
而且看作是粪土,
in order to gain and to know Christ,
为了能够得到耶稣基督,
and this is his goal.
这就是他人生的标杆。
But what is Paul's way of life?
那保罗人生的道路是什么呢？
What does he say about the way of a Christian life?
他对一个基督徒人生的道路是怎样讲的呢？
You know, Paul's goal is to know Christ fully by gaining him completely.
保罗的人生的标杆是能够认识耶稣基督，获得他，作为他，完全的获得他。
Having nothing else apart from Christ,
没有任何事情可以让他离开耶稣基督。
And to be found in Him perfectly,
然后呢，将他自己建成一个义完全的人。
Which can only be done through Christ's way and not ours.
只有通过耶稣基督可以实现，没有别的。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
You know, Paul, with all his knowledge and reputation, knows now that he can never be righteous enough or good enough in God's sight.
我们知道，像保罗这样一个一个有威望的人，受过这样一个好教育的人，他认为他自己都不能够靠他自己的行为来称义。
He can try as hard as possible.
他可以努力去做。
By faithfully obeying all the commandments of God as he did in the past,
通过蛮有信心的来一个来服从和遵守那些以前的律法
，and think that this will save him,
以为他会能这些能够救他。
However, as he encountered Christ now,
但是当他遇到耶稣基督的时候
，he sees himself as a different person.
他看自己是一个完全不同的人了。
The way to God was never possible on his own effort.
通向耶稣基督的道路是没有基督你靠自己是完全不可能。
Because he was not righteous enough.
因为我们自己没有义。
And so are we.
我们没有义。
We are never good enough.
我们不会好到一个程度使我们得救。
And we're never righteous enough.
我们从来不会诚意到一定的程度
to think that we deserve salvation,
以至于是我们可以获得救恩
or be with God,
和神在一起。
The commandments of God were given to all men to follow.
实际上是上帝给所有的人
but yet not,
让我们遵守的。
But yet not one person was able to fully accomplish it.
当然没有一个人可以完全的遵守。
You know, James chapter 2 verse 10 said,
雅各书第二章第十节说,
Let me read it to you.
让我们来读雅各书第二章第十节。
For whoever keeps the whole law,
因为凡遵守律法的,
but fails in one point,
只在一条上跌倒,
has become accountable for it all.
他就是犯了重条。
This means that if you follow all nine commandments,
意思是说呢，如果你遵守了这十诫的九诫，
but fail just one,
但你没有遵守一诫，
you have failed everything.
你就违背了所有的十诫。
You have become a sinner.
你就变成一个罪人。
A righteous man is one who is able to obey.
一个义人是能够有能力来遵守上帝的律法的。
And follow everything
遵守上帝的律法。
Otherwise, he would be only partially righteous.
如果他不能遵守全部的律法，那他只是部分的义。
In God's eyes, you are either righteous or you are not.
在上帝的眼中，在上帝的眼中呢，你或者是义人，或者是不义的人。
You are never in between, partially righteous or partially a sinner.
你永远不会是中间的一半义人，一半啊不义的人。
It's either righteous or sinner.
或者是义人，或者是不义的人。
That is why Paul admits his own sinfulness.
这就是为什么保罗啊承认他自己的罪。
When he said in verse 9,
当他在第九节这样说。
In chapter 3,
啊，腓立比书第三章第九节说。
Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ.
不是有自己因律法而得义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Jesus was the only man in this world.
耶稣基督是这个世界上唯一的人。
Who had ever been capable of obeying and fulfilling the entire law.
耶稣基督是在这个世上唯一的人，他能够遵守全部的律法，而且成全律法。
You know, Matthew 5 verse 17 says, He came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
马太福音五章第十七节说，我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
So what does this mean that Christ was able to fulfill the law?
这句话的意思是什么呢？
That means that he is righteous.
意思是说耶稣基督是义的，是完全的义人。
And this is good news.
这是一个福音。
However, what is even greater and a better news is
比这个更好的一个好的消息是
that he took our sin on the cross and nailed it on the cross.
比这个更好的一个消息就是说，耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，为我们的罪而死。
And his righteousness and his goodness, Christ's righteousness and Christ's goodness.
耶稣基督的义和完全
was passed to us.
给了我们，传递给了我们。
Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
我们来看看哥林多后书第五章第二十一节。
It says, For our sake he had made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书第五章第二十一节这样说：神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为义。
So then, how can we become righteous? Let me ask you.
我们怎样才能变成义人呢？让我来问这个问题。
Only through Christ.
只有通过到耶稣基督面前。
What is amazing about this text is that
非常有意义的这一段经文。更有意义的是
about Philippians chapter 3 this chapter and this section that we're talking about faith in Christ
这个腓立比书第三章这一些经文我们在刚才念的这些经文
So what is amazing is that this righteousness was given by God to Christ
更有意义的是上帝的义啊，通过耶稣基督给了我们。
This means that this is an initiative of God.
意思是说，是上帝做工。
We can't say that I want this righteousness, give it to me.
我们并不是说啊，我想要义，你就给我义。
It was God's gift to man.
是上帝亲自给人的。
And this gift of righteousness can only be received.
这个义的传递给我们的义，只有一个方法可以得到
，by faith alone，
就是通过信心。
But this is the only way to salvation.
信心是通向救赎的唯一道路。
In this book, what is faith?
在这本书里，这个什么叫信心呢？
J. Graham Machen, who is an old Reform theologian who had passed away.
J. Graham 是一个很老的，是一个宗教改革宗神学家。
He gave this important definition of what is faith.
他在他的一本书里写到，讲到了什么是信心。
You know, when someone asks us what is faith, we all think that faith is believing and not seeing.
有人问什么是信心，我们总是说信心就是你相信什么。
But that is only partially true.
它只是一半对。
Let me read to you his definition of what faith is.
让我们来看一看什么是信心，这个定义是什么。
He says faith means receiving something.
信心是指接受一件事情。
Not doing something,
不是做一件事情
or even being something,
也不是成为一件事情
To say, therefore, that our faith saves us,
就是说，如果你说信心救了我们
means that we do not save ourselves,
并不是说我们救了我们自己
even in the slightest measure,
即使你是说我们有一点点的贡献
But that God saves us.
也其实是上帝完全救了我们。
Now this means that our faith was a gift to us by God because we do not deserve it.
这个意思是说，信心是上帝给我们的，因为我们不能够赚取。
Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith."
以弗所书第二章第八到第九节说。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
And this is not your own doing.
这不是出于自己。
It is a gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
Not a result of works.
不是，也不是因我们的行为。
So that no one may boast.
免得有人自夸。
You see, this particular doctrine.
这个教义呢？
Is what differentiates Christianity from any other religion of the past and present today.
这个因信称义的教义是我们基督教和其他任何宗教的一个分水岭。
If you know of any other religion of this world today,
如果你了解其他的宗教的话，
every religion will tell you that you need to do good.
任何一个宗教都告诉你需要做好事，
so that you can be saved.
你可以得救。
It tells you that you know if you don't do good,
他们说如果你不做善事，
you will be punished.
你会被惩罚。
You will become a frog.
你就会变成一个青蛙。
Or you will become a pig or something.
或变成一只猪，或者是别的东西。
Or you know you will be in purgatory or something like that.So you see that every religion.Tells you that you have to do something in order to earn something.
每一个宗教都告诉你得做什么，然后才能获得什么。
Is this gift?
这是给予吗？
Gift or present is basically by definition, it means someone giving you something before you do something, right?
礼物就是说有人给你一个东西，你不需要做什么，不需要做任何事情来获得。
Faith in the righteousness of God is the only prerequisite of life.
相信耶稣基督，在相信耶稣基督的这个信心。
It is the only condition of the way that brings you into the family of God.
是让你成为基督教家大家庭的一个唯一的条件。
Now Paul goes on in verse 10 to list the ways of what a Christian life entails.
保罗继续在第九节说，我们一个真正基督徒的人生的道路应该是什么？
Paul in earlier in verse 9 had said that faith can only be received by the righteousness of God can only be received by faith in Christ.
保罗在前面讲，义只能够从保罗在前面讲就是说义只能够通过信耶稣基督来获得。
So he was telling you earlier, the only way into God's family
通向耶稣成为耶稣基督大家庭的唯一的条件就是信心。
It's true faith.
就是信心。
Now, in verse 10, Paul lists another way.
第十节，保罗又告诉我们还有一种方式。
But this way is a result of your salvation.
这个人生的道路，这个方式呢，其实是我们得救的一个结果。
The first way was into the family.
第一个方式，第一个方法就是说，你怎么样变成基督徒
？Now that you are in the family，
现在你已经成为基督徒了。
Paul lists this second way，
保罗在这里讲到第二条道路
，to show you how to live in the family，
告诉你怎样过一个基督徒的生活。
You know, Paul speaks of knowing him and the power of his resurrection。
保罗说，认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And sharing in his sufferings，
并且晓得和他一同受苦，
and become like him in the death，
效法他的死。
Now there's a connection here that ties all these together。
在这里面，我们看有一个连接，将所有的这些连接起来。
As a Christian，
作为一个基督徒
，one who is a Christian has to continuously seek to know God more intimately。
作为一个基督徒应该永远不断的追求
to reading and praying，
通过读经祷告
and fellowshipping with other believers，
和团契与其他信徒的一起的团契来成长。
However, Paul also said that there's also another part of it，
保罗在这里还讲到另一个方面
where sufferings and hardships come into play，
就是讲到苦难和逼迫。
You know, Paul understood sufferings and hardship very well.
我们知道保罗非常清明白这个苦难和受逼迫。
Because if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16-30,
如果我们读哥林多前书十一章第十六到三十节，
you will see all the list of his sufferings and all the hardship that he went through as an apostle of Christ.
我们会看到他和受过的所有的痛苦和逼迫。
But you see, this is the part where most Christians today seem to want to avoid.
这一方面呢，我们很多的基督徒都不愿意面对。
Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Let me read it to you.
罗马书第八章第十六到十七节。
It says, the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit.
罗马书第八章第十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
That we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And if children,
即使儿女
，then heirs of God.
便是后嗣。
And fellow heirs with Christ.
就是神的后嗣。
Provided we suffer with Him.
和基督同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦。
In order that we may also glorify with him，
也必和他一同得荣耀。
If we belong to Christ，
如果我们属于基督，
we will suffer and be persecuted，
我们会受苦，会受逼迫。
Just as Christ was，
就像耶稣基督一样。
And this is why， you know， when Jesus came into this world，
这就是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世上。
He spoke about this in the gospel，
他在福音书里讲到这个。
About striving to enter the narrow gate，
努力进天国，通过这条窄门进天国。
The gate into eternity，
进永生的天国。
It's not a wide gate，
并不是一个宽门。
It is a narrow gate，
是一个窄门。
It is hard，
是很难的。
But it is worthy，
但是是值得的。
Because Paul can testify to this，
因为保罗见证了这个。
You know， as you go through sufferings and persecution，
当你经历到痛苦和逼迫的时候，
be comforted because your sufferings are not in vain，
你要得安慰，因为这些痛苦和逼迫并不是徒然的。
Because it is preparing you for something greater，
因为上帝用这些来炼净你，将你成为更好更大的。
Why is this so？
为什么是这样呢？
Because Paul says here，
因为保罗在这里讲，
fellowship in suffering and ability to suffer for Christ's sake.
我想现在的苦处比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
It's only possible. It becomes possible.
它变成是可能的。
Because of the power of God's resurrection.
我们在逼迫苦难当中能够得安慰，是因为耶稣基督复活。
More specifically, God's resurrection in raising Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的复活，使我们可以战胜死亡。
This means that the power that raises Jesus from death.
这个从死里复活的这个能力。
It's also the power that gives life.
也就是这个给我们生命的这个能力。
Even if life suffers death.
即使我们的生活生命到了一种程度，到了一种死亡的边缘。
This means that as you suffer persecution or any type of hardship.
意思是说我们受苦受逼迫任何的一种苦难。
Know that your eternity is secure.
我们的永生这个是添加是美好的。
That is why Paul and Peter can rejoice in sufferings.
这就是为什么保罗和彼得可以在苦难当中欢喜快乐。
You know, Paul says, "For I consider that the sufferings at this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us."
保罗说，因为现在的苦处比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，那不足介意了。
And Peter said the same thing.
彼得说了同样的事情。
Rejoice in your suffering. As you share Christ's suffering.
欢喜快乐，因为你们要与基督一同受苦，使你们在他的荣耀里的时候可以欢喜快乐。
That as you that you may also rejoice and be glad in his when his glory is revealed. Now you see, Paul had shown you the goal of a Christian life and the way of a Christian life.
我们看到保罗向我们讲明了一个基督徒的一个生活的道路。
Finally, he tells you of this hope of Christian life.
最后告诉我们做一个基督徒的盼望是什么。
Peter O'Brien, who is a New Testament scholar.
Peter O'Brien 呢，这个是一个新约的一个学者。
He says gaining Christ is best understood in terms of a relationship with Christ as Lord.
获得耶稣基督呢，是指与耶稣基督建立亲密的关系。
And to know Christ and to gain Christ.
认识他并获得他。
Are two ways of expressing the same ambition.
认识他和获得他是一个问题的两面。
But Peter O'Brien goes on to say that Paul's ambition that is to gain Christ perfectly.
保罗的追求就是能够完全的获得基督。
That this goal can only be realized on the last day.
当然，这个目标，这个标杆，只有在人生的最后的时刻才能够实现。
In fact, that we from the previous sections of this passage.We have seen signs that points to hope for the future.
我们看到，我们在这里讲到有一些迹象表明我们基督徒是有盼望的。
And this hope is what Paul continuously longed for.
这个盼望是保罗一生所追求的。
You know, Paul had mentioned the goal for all believers is to count everything as loss.
保罗在这里讲到说，我们基督徒人生的标杆就是把我们以前所有的都看作有损的。
In order to know and gain Christ through the way of faith.
如果能够真正的认识耶稣基督，过一个真正基督徒的生活。
And in the faith in the righteousness of Christ, so that they who belong to Christ.
相信耶稣基督，我们是属他的人。
May share in his sufferings.
我们可以同受苦。
And also become like him in his death.
与他效仿他的死。
You see, point one, the goal and the way has connections. It's continuous.
我们可以看到人生的标杆和我们基督徒生活的道路。
So it is with the hope. that Paul is speaking right now.
这里有一个连接，这个连接就是我们人生的盼望。
They are all related.
我这三件事情都是互相联系的。
What drives the goal and the way, and what motivates them, is because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead.
我们人生的标杆，我们人生的道路，我们能够向着这个标杆直跑，过一个真正基督徒的生活，是因为我们有盼望。
This is what Paul talks about in verse 11.
这就是保罗在十一节里这样讲的。
This means eternal life.
就是说我们的永生。
This is a longing for Paul, and also should be a longing for us.
这是保罗一生当中所追求的，那也是我们基督徒所应当追求的。
See everything that we do now.
我们现在做每一件事情
，is always pointing towards the future.
总是向着将来。
The resurrection of the dead.
从死里复活。
Speaks of a resurrection of all believers in Christ.
耶稣基督的死里复活其实是指我们所有基督徒的将来的从死里的复活。
When Jesus comes again,
当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们都要复活。
To judge the world,
当耶稣基督再来审判这个世界的时候，所有的死去的基督徒都要复活。
Make no mistake,
不要搞错。
That Jesus is coming back.
耶稣基督确实要来。
He is coming back at a time when no one knows.
他要回来的时候，没有人知道。
Not as what Harold Camping had predicted.
并不是像 Harold Camping 所讲的这样。
No one knows when Jesus is coming back.
没有人知道耶稣基督什么时候回来。
But rest assured, Jesus is coming back.
但是我们相信，我们知道他一定会来。
And he's going to bring all things to an end.
他会将所有的事情。
He's going to make everything right in his eyes.
他当再来的时候，一切都会拨乱反正。
He is going to resurrect the believers.
他想要让所有的死去的基督徒全部复活。
And those who are his will be with him forever.
属于他的人要永远属于他。
And those who are not his,
不属于耶稣基督的人。
Will suffer eternal punishment.
将在地狱里永远受苦。
Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 22 to 27. Let me read it to you.
我们来看哥林多前书第十五章第二十二到二十七节。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ.Shall be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
哥林多前书第十五章第二十二到二十七节。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按照自己的次序复活。初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，即说万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的伏在其内了。
Know for sure that this promise.
这个应许
that Jesus is coming back to make everything right.
耶稣基督要再来，然后将所有的
is for all who belong to Him.
是对我们所有的基督徒来说的。
Know for sure that you cannot claim this promise, this hope, if you do not belong to Christ.
这个应许，如果你不是基督徒，那这个应许，耶稣基督再来， 拯救来审判世界，让我们死里复活，这个应许如果你不是基督徒就不是对你说的。
Or you do not confess your sins and accept him as your savior.
或者如果你不承认认罪，你不认耶稣基督是你的救主，那这也不是对你说的。
In order to experience a life changing moment in your life.
为了能够是信耶稣基督成为你人生的转折点。
As for those who believes in Jesus.
对于我们这些基督徒来说，
This hope is for you.
这个盼望是对于我们来说的。
That you may long for it as you suffer in this life.
你可以一生的追求它，即使你经历苦难和逼迫。
Knowing that your sufferings is not in vain.
因为你的受苦不是徒然的。
Just as Paul has said.
就像保罗说的。
And it is through this hope that drives your goal and your way as you live in this Christian life.
因为这个盼望是使你能够向着标杆直跑，过一个真正基督徒生活的一个基石。
And these should be, as a believer, the life-changing experience.
这应该成为我们一个真正基督徒的一个人生的转折点。
Of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to be a believer.
什么是真正的基督徒？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们今天。
That you have spoken to us through your word.
你亲自用你的话向我们讲。
We thank you for guiding us.
感谢你带领我们。
Teaching us.
教导我们。
We also thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐圣灵给我们。
Who makes these words real in our lives.
是圣灵使这些话成为我们生活，带有生命。
To open our minds.
开我们的心。
So that we may understand your word.
我们可以明白你的话语。
We also pray that Lord, even as we come before you now,
我们来到你的面前向你祷告。
We may repent of our sins.
我们要认罪悔改。
We may know that we are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And we are not good enough.
我们都败坏。
That we can never come to you on our own.
我们没有办法靠自己来到你的面前。
But only through faith in Christ.
只有通过信心。耶稣基督，信耶稣的这个信心来到你的面前。
Thank you for this gift.
谢谢你赐给我们这样的礼物。
We commit all this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.